light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Woman of No Importance is a gripping work of narrative history that restores Virginia Hall to the forefront of World War II espionage. Sonia Purnell traces the improbable arc of an American outsider who, after losing a leg in a hunting accident and being dismissed by the U.S. Diplomatic Corps, became one of the most effective clandestine operators in occupied France. Drawing on declassified files, meticulous archival research, and vivid on-the-ground detail, Purnell shows how Hall built resistance networks, organized sabotage, and coordinated escapes under relentless Gestapo pursuit. The book balances pace with precision, portraying not only daring missions and narrow escapes, but also the craft of spy work, from codes and couriers to safe houses and supply drops. At its heart, it is an intimate portrait of resolve and ingenuity that challenges assumptions about who changes history and how, revealing an unsung architect of Allied success whose courage redefined the possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins, setbacks, and the making of a spy. Purnell opens with Virginia Hall as a young woman shaped by ambition and rejection. Raised in Baltimore and educated in Europe, Hall aimed for a diplomatic career, only to be blocked by class prejudice, sexism, and the loss of her lower leg after a hunting accident. She learned to walk and even hike with a prosthesis she meticulously mastered, a daily training ground for pain tolerance and self-control. When the U.S. State Department sidelined her, she pivoted, honing languages, cultural fluency, and a stubborn independence that would become operational strengths. The start of war in Europe gave her purpose and urgency. Purnell argues that Hall's marginalization became fuel. The resilience built through physical recovery, the perspective of an outsider, and a talent for reading rooms with quiet precision. These qualities, combined with a willingness to learn methodically and improvise under pressure, formed the psychological and practical foundation for one of the most consequential clandestine careers of the conflict. Secondly, joining the SOE and the first mission in Vichy France, denied a path at home, Hall enlisted with Britain's Special Operations Executive, the organization tasked with setting Europe ablaze through sabotage and resistance. Purnell reconstructs her training in wireless procedure, codes, dead drops, surveillance detection, and explosives, noting how Hall compensated for physical limits with discipline and tradecraft. Deployed to Vichy France in 1941 under a civilian cover, she operated in Lyon and surrounding regions, patiently stitching together a clandestine network of priests, doctors, cafe owners, and factory workers. She organized safe houses, escape routes for downed airmen, and channels to move people and messages across borders. Rather than chase headline-grabbing operations, Hall invested in infrastructure, vetted couriers, redundant cells, secure communications, and trusted local leaders. This deliberate approach allowed her circuits to survive waves of arrests. Purnell highlights how Hall earned respect by protecting sources and sharing resources, building a collaborative, resilient architecture that multiplied effects across multiple departments of the resistance and laid groundwork for future Allied support. Thirdly, tradecraft under fire and the cat and mouse with the Gestapo. As her operations matured, the German security apparatus intensified its hunt for the limping lady. Purnell details how Hall adapted to radio direction finding sweeps, informers, and brutal interrogations that followed any breach. She rotated safe houses, changed meeting patterns, used cutouts, and maintained strict radio discipline with short, irregular transmissions. When arrests rippled through her network, she audited compromised links, rapidly reconstituting teams while mapping how the enemy moved. Purnell couples dramatic set pieces with granular method, signal plans, codes hidden in everyday objects, and disguises that exploited assumptions about gender and age. The book also addresses moral strain and survivor's guilt, showing how Hall weighed risk to collaborators against mission urgency. The Gestapo elevated her to high priority status, yet she consistently slipped their net by avoiding predictable routes and refusing complacency. This section underscores that Hall's genius was not only courage, but systems thinking applied to human terrain, creating redundancy and flexibility that outlasted shocks. Fourthly, escape across the Pyrenees and return with the OSS. After a cascade of betrayals and arrests in 1942, Hall executed a daring foot escape over the Pyrenees into Spain, a grueling journey for anyone, let alone someone with a prosthetic leg. Detained briefly, she eventually reached Britain, where she debriefed and transferred to the U.S. Office of Strategic Services. Refusing desk work, Hall returned to France in 1944 with a new identity and rural cover, moving by bicycle and cart, and passing as an itinerant farmhand and milkseller. She coordinated arms drops, trained Maquis units in demolition and ambush tactics, and sabotaged rail lines and communications that fed German defenses as the Allies prepared for D-Day and the breakout. Purnell shows how Hall's leadership style emphasized local initiative, supplying guidance and tools while empowering villagers who knew the ground. Her decentralized model accelerated disruption across central France, tying down German units and protecting advancing Allied forces. The chapter frames her return as both personal vindication and strategic inflection point. Lastly, recognition, erasure, and the restoration of legacy, Purnell closes by tracing Hall's uneven post-war journey. Despite receiving high honors, including the U.S. Distinguished Service Cross and awards from Britain and France, Hall encountered institutional blindness and sexism in the newly formed CIA, where her field expertise was sidelined. The book examines how bureaucratic turf wars, secrecy, and gender bias consigned many women operatives to footnotes, even as their wartime innovations shaped modern covert practice. Drawing on declassified files, Purnell reconstructs operations long obscured by missing paperwork and deliberate minimization, situating Hall within a broader ecosystem of resistors, radio operators, and couriers. The narrative argues for a fuller historical accounting that credits the invisible labor of networks as much as the headline missions they enabled. By restoring context and detail, Purnell not only secures Hall's place in the canon of World War II espionage, but also offers a case study in ethical leadership, persistence, and the strategic leverage that comes from building trust at the grassroots level. In conclusion, A Woman of No Importance is essential for readers of World War II history, espionage enthusiasts, leaders seeking crisis lessons, and anyone interested in women who reshaped institutions that excluded them. Sonia Purnell delivers both a tense page-turner and a rigorous work of history, showing how preparation, moral clarity, and decentralized leadership can change outcomes under extreme uncertainty. The book benefits your life by translating clandestine craft into usable principles. Build resilient networks, plan redundancies, maintain discipline under pressure, and empower partners closest to the problem. Choose this book over others because it marries meticulous research with humane storytelling, offering the most complete, declassified, evidence-based portrait of Virginia Hall to date. Purnell connects operations to strategy, correcting myths without draining drama, and illuminates a model of quiet, durable influence. It is not simply a story of daring, but a manual in adaptive leadership and integrity when the stakes are highest. If you would like to support Sonia Purnell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.